The Word of God is a seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting. Join Apostle Joshua Selman as he brings you God's Word with simplicity and power.
Ephesians 4. Lord, we thank you for the ability to set people free. Someone is having serious chest pain. In fact, you came here with your chest really paining you. Who is that person? Please, can you stand? The Lord is serious chest pain. Just lay your hands there. Lay your hands. Look at me. You believe God to heal you? Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that chest pain. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let the power of God touch you and perfect you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You invited someone who has been suffering from migraine. Migraine, it comes especially in the morning. Just this side. Who is the person? Serious migraine. The Lord wants to heal the person now. Please, whether inside or outside. If you are the person, just stand. Let's not waste time. Migraine, you wake up in the morning and sometimes it's really very, very heavy on you, inside or outside. Please, when you identify the person, let me pray for the person. Ephesians 4. Are you there? Verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So the Bible says, every one of us grace is given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what it is, but he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth. I hope you know this is talking about hell. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. 11. As a result, he gave unto some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 14. It says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, by which they lie in wait to deceive. 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, even Christ. 16. Can we read together? One to read. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. Maketh increase of the body. Tonight I want to briefly talk about spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. Our time is gone, but we thank God for what He did. Let's just see how far we can go. Spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Please look up. Now, by the grace of God, one of the things that we seek to do in this place, please listen, is to help us understand spiritual realities. Please listen. Spiritual realities. One of the greatest discoveries I made in my life is that life is spiritual. Everybody say after me, life is spiritual. Say one more time, life is spiritual. It's important you understand this, because we live in an intellectual realm where people want to give scientific explanation to everything. But I need you to know, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 from verse 3. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God, so that the things that were made did not just appear like that, but they came as a result of the immaterial realm. I'm paraphrasing. And so it's not enough to just think that, oh, okay, we live in an intellectual realm, a 21st century realm. Life is spiritual. Say it one more time. Life is spiritual. When I say life, it means every other thing that life consists of. Academics is spiritual. Marriage, spiritual. Prosperity, poverty, success. When you understand the spiritual dimension of life, it automatically puts you in a position of victory. So that you begin to interpret things first from the plane of the spirit before giving it any intellectual. You see, intellectualism has killed a lot of people. Hallelujah. There are so many families, for instance, that are going through things that you obviously know this is the devil. But when you tell them this is not of God, they will try to give it an intellectual. Are you following me now? There are some of you, for instance, who do not believe that God put tithing to govern the prosperity of a believer's life. You don't believe it. When you see people come out to pay their tithe, you just laugh. Say, forget. If you work hard, no devil will stop you. You really think so? One more time, say after me, life is spiritual. And our goal is to open you up to the realm of the spirit through the lens of the word of God. Notice my choice of words. To open you up to the realm of the spirit through what? Because there are many ways of being open to the realm of the spirit. Through divination, sorcery, soothsayers. You can go to the traditionalist in your house or in your village, and he can do something and wash your eyes. This is what a lot of prophets around Nigeria do. They go and by divination, they concoct some things, and suddenly they begin to hear and they begin to see. What we do not understand is there are many planes in the spirit realm. The fact that you are seeing the spirit does not mean you are seeing heaven. No, there are many planes in the realm of the spirit. The realm of the spirit is a real atmosphere, just like the earth. Hallelujah. So when you understand the spiritual implication of life, you will know that you are a spiritual man all the time. Let me show you something. 1 Corinthians. Lord, grant us grace to just put something on ground before our time is up. 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians 2. Let's see what the Bible has to say. 1 Corinthians 2. From verse 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 13. He said, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing what? With what? See, your affair as a believer is entirely spiritual. When you begin to reduce yourself from the spiritual realm down to the intellectual realm and the physical realm, you will become a fool. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, not the things that man's wisdom, the word here is Sophia, man's wisdom. Men have ways of interpreting spiritual things. Someone is convulsing and you are telling the person, this is a demonic thing. They say, no, you see, something happened. The person ate pepper and so on and so forth. The Bible says, not man's wisdom. This is the one that the Holy Ghost reveals. Are you listening to me? How do you explain to someone that HIV is a spirit? It's not just sickness. It's a spirit. It's not everyone that has HIV who had it through sex. Are you getting my point? Some people are shocked. They just went to the hospital. They checked their blood and they say, Mr. Man, you are positive to HIV 1 and 2. What happened? And now everybody starts saying, what you have done in the secret. Now we have all known. And you blame people. You are interpreting things based on man's wisdom, Sophia. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Ghost begins to guide you, he will tilt your interpretation to spiritual things. So when you see somebody annoyed at you or hates you, you don't judge from the physical realm. Are you following me now? You begin to look, what is making this person do this? And you will find out that this person may not even, this person is reacting either to frustrations or to a need for spiritual help, and you offer solution to people. We're talking about spiritual growth. I just want to put something here. This is not the real verse. Verse 14, that's where I just want to show you something. Let's read together. One to read. Look up. But the natural man. Stop. He said the natural man does what? What does "received not" mean? In your New Living English. Resents. Every time you begin to hear spiritual things, your mind. This is what happened to many of us when you started coming for Koinonia. When you watch these things, is it true? Is it real? Are you sure? The natural man cannot receive of the things of the spirit. When you begin to teach spiritual truth, it becomes too heavy for your intellectual mind. You have believed that whatever will be, will be. Now you are told that in Christ you can take charge of your destiny. The Bible says, for they are what? They are what? So when you see someone calling you a fool, don't be angry. The person is helping you to know which realm he is operating from. Are you listening to me? When you tell someone, tithe 10%, the devourer will be rebuked. This and that, the person will look at you and say, Mr. Man, I went to school. I'm not an idiot. When you hear people telling you that kind of thing, be careful. Because there are anointed men of God who went to school. Are you listening to me? They went to UK, they went to Germany, they went to India, they kept their spiritual lives there. And they came back with a lot of... That's why you see, when God really wants to use somebody, let me tell you something, in a very deep spiritual thing, God will call you. Oftentimes, God will ask the people to lay aside their ambition, whatever. It doesn't matter what they studied or didn't study. And God will begin to lead them. Because the things of the spirit will wrestle the things you have known. He says they are foolishness. You see a growth right here, and you are telling the person that this can go and it can disappear immediately. Does it make sense? It doesn't. Hallelujah. I hope we don't have people here who are still sitting down to doubt and wondering, is God real? You hear people say that. The Bible says only a fool. You know why the person is called a fool now? Because he's a natural man. Will say in his heart, there is no God. The Bible says, neither can he know them. He said, but they are, because they are what? So it takes the Holy Ghost for you to understand spiritual revelations. This is not about, that's why you can be critical and listen to a message that is blessing someone and you will never get light from it. There are people who have read the Bible, critics, atheists, they've read the Bible cover to cover more than 10 times only to write out all the things that they believe are wrong. They read the same book that is changing people, but because they are natural men, the natural man. Listen, this is where our journey starts. Every man, the natural man is one who is born, you are just born by a woman. You are a natural man. You live entirely from the impulses of this realm. The natural man. The natural man. Please look up. From the kingdom's perspective, even a herbalist and a spiritist is a natural man. Notice the choice of, I love the Bible. He said the natural man receiveth not the things of what? A spirit. He said the spirit of God. That means you can receive something of another spirit. Are you following me now? So that you don't say what of herbalist. The Bible says this is the test for a natural man. He cannot receive the things of God. See, let me tell you. This is the reason why in many churches, once it's time for sermon, that's the time your body will start pinching you. You want to ease yourself. That's the time you are snoring and you are sleeping. They acted drama for 1 hour. You were laughing. You didn't sleep. The moment the preacher just comes, God has something to say, sleep just comes. The reason is because you have not opened up your spirit. to value the word of God and what it can put in your life. Hallelujah. A lot of people go for meetings and you don't know that some of these things are orchestrated by demons. You just see people uncomfortable when the word comes. It's as if they want to go. They say, Kai, time is up. But you will share the grace and you see them waiting outside, gisting, buying minerals, buying ice cream. What was the hurry for? Are you following me now? Are you seeing the reason why when you start engaging yourself in worship, the first few times it will be like a sacrifice that you will die because you are challenging your flesh. Your flesh cannot stand that glory. That's why many of you will be restless. It's the same way you see people react when the power of God comes. That's why when you put worship songs, all kinds of things, you have not washed your clothes, did you reply that text messages? But over time, as you grow, you will learn to suppress, and by the authority of the Spirit, you can wait. So you can see somebody just go to pray and he can lie down, let the whole world catch fire. He has been able to become a spiritual man. Are you getting me? So we all start from that realm of what? A natural man. Hallelujah. The natural man. One who is not born again at all. You've not given your heart to the Lord. You cannot perceive of spiritual things. For instance, there are some of you who, before you got born again, some of you were unbelievers then. Some of you were not even Christians. When you saw believers praying in tongues or holding themselves to pray, you just say, man, let's watch this drama that is going on. And you are laughing at them. And then later you see somebody fall and you are like, the natural man. Then one day, it started making sense to you. You got close to believers or people that love God. And it wasn't becoming a funny issue again. There are some of you, the first day you spoke in tongues, you were laughing at yourself. You were even ashamed to say it outside. You just went to lock yourself. Say, Pastor Jakes, what did Jakes do for me like this? Are you following me now? Say, I refuse to be a natural man. Number two, we have those we call carnal Christians. The word carnal is not an insult. It's just the way we shout it that makes people angry. Carnal is not, the word carnal just means sense driven. Write it. Sense driven. So you are born again, but you are driven by your senses. Your five senses. Your sense of taste. Your sense of touch. Those kinds of people can't fast. If there's no food, you can stay from 1 to 3 so long as you are not fasting. But the day you are fasting, by 9 o'clock, you are already sweating. You see that? On a very good day, even by 9, you will not have eaten. But because you mentioned that word fasting, your body said, we'll see today. By 2, you are sweating. They say, we have 4 more hours to go and you can't believe it. By 5 o'clock, you are already almost half dead. As soon as they say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can't even wait. That's why sometimes the church will even prepare something and say, please, just wage it before you go to the restaurant. Hallelujah. You know carnal Christians by their words, by their actions. The Bible says, when I was a child, void of knowledge, void of growth. Hallelujah. He said, I spoke like a child. I understood like a child. I thought like a child. Look up, please. So, they are born again. They are born again. In fact, they are even filled with the Holy Spirit. But you hear them tell you, see, the next time that sister troubles me, I swear, I'm saying it now, let God be my witness. You are even asking God to be your witness. Because you do not yet know the Lord. You've just heard about Him. You've not had an encounter that has put a spirit of reverence in you. Are you following me now? When the going gets tough, you can do malpractice. You understand? When it gets tough, if one Elijah send you text, you say, well, me, I won't go out with him, but God knows I will collect whatever. I won't tell him no, I won't tell him yes. At least God will not. You see, listen, Many believers in the body of Christ are in this realm. Are you listening to me? We can talk. You see, the language of church, there are people who are not born again. Nollywood, they have acted pastor in Nigerian films. They know the language. They even pray in tongues in the Nigerian film. But it doesn't mean they are it. Praise the Lord. Many of us are not born again indeed. You are carnal, ruled by your senses. When you check your bank balance and you see 2,000 naira, your body starts shaking. Hey, I need money. Oh God, fire brigade prayer that has no head and no tail, that is out of fear, not faith. Oh God, you have to do this. You promise me. I take your word before you. You send almost 5 pastors a text. You send to one, he say it is done. He say no way, it's not done. Until it happens, you are a carnal. There are people like that. Once someone is down, everybody they can call, everything that can happen, they can run from room to room telling people things you shouldn't tell them because you are governed by your senses. Hallelujah. You just went to bath and you saw a lump in your breast. Everybody just say, what is wrong? You are not normal. I say, nothing. Say, what is wrong? You say, me, with all my coming to Koinonia. Now you are saying, God, I'm doing this, blah, 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 blah. The next thing you are talking, you see. There are many believers. Many of our families are in that realm. We are refusing to grow. This is what happens to many of our fathers. Look at this. Have you noticed that many of our fathers were better Christians when they were young? Correct? As they began to grow old, God didn't make sense again. It tells you, you see why I'm teaching you this. Many of you are students. You are not shouldering your finances. You are not shouldering anything. There are a few people that are workers and family members here. But predominantly, many of us are students. Somebody is sponsoring you. So you've not been exposed to the reality of life. Are you following me now? So some of these messages, when I preach, you need to see me preach in other places that is not Koinonia. And see the way the men grab these teachings because they can now relate with it. For now, it's not necessarily your faith that is bringing your provision for many of you. Whether you believe God or not, at the end of the month, you are receiving an alert. So you are not yet sure. Many of you just keep giving tithe all the time. And you think you're a man of faith. Hold on. The day your father tells you, say, look, young man, you are now behaving very responsible. This is to announce to you that the next time you are coming, you are getting out of my house. Please, you can fend for yourself. At your age, I was already married. Out of my house. Then you leave. Listen. Then after 1 month or 2 months, nothing happens to you again. And you get angry at everybody. So since this was a true state, but you kept deceiving yourself on other people's. This is why I'm teaching you this now. Some of you are being shielded now. Learn it before they expose you to the reality of life. That's why at age 40, 41, there are some people that are angry forever. Even if they are laughing, they are mad at God. That's why when they get any political office or as a man of God, if they see any money or offering or whatever, they won't let it rest. Because at this point now, are you listening to me? Fear has come into them. This is why many of our parents run back to the village. Some of them are choir masters in their churches and they sing songs. My faith is, my hope is built on nothing else. And you see them do it with zeal. Immediately they finish Monday. They're on their way to the airport. Where are you going? You are spending so much money. They'll go and meet one Baba. Now, please help me. You just sang that your hope is built on what? Nothing less. The next minute, you are consulting something. Then you consult that thing and get a contract and you come and tell people, praise the Lord. When Papa prayed for me, I just slept. And like magic. Everybody say magic, magic. And who is deceiving who? Hallelujah. Because you see, many of us are in this realm. Some of us, it took the hand of God to bring you back to the things of the spirit. The first day you came to 100 level, bubbling and saying, yes, every prophecy you had, you just checked your result. You saw 2.1, too carry over. I say, God, I don't understand. What did I do wrong? Is it that my prayer request didn't reach here? Or they didn't see it? Something begins to happen to you. When you hear somebody comes to testify, praise the Lord, I got 4.6. You say, look, what is going on in this place? Is it that there are some people, you see, and then you hear people say, some of us, so we are not the people of God. And many believers laugh over this, but we will not rise. Do you know that 90% of people that remain in this realm may lose their salvation eventually? Because Satan knows how to orchestrate events that will make the word of God look useless in your life. Are you listening to me? Many of us are just governed by result. Result. You came to be prayed for. They laid hands on you. You went back. The sickness didn't leave. The next thing you just say, forget this thing they are doing. Me, I've confirmed, is fake. Let me tell you something. I've prayed for many people. Some of them died a few days after I prayed for them. If you say I'm not a man of God because I prayed for somebody and he died, you must be a foolish person. Doctors kill people every day. What do we call them? Say it. What do we call them? It's not a thing of laughter, because I'm sad in my spirit. I know that I need to contend. Are you listening to me? For more grace and more unction of the spirit. But there are many of us who don't grow. That's why many people like a prophet over my life or a this. Now, I believe in the place of covering, but not the demonic teaching that has been taught the church. Because what a lot of men of God have taught is, don't worry, once you are under my church or my roof, I will cover for you. Go and do whatever. My anointing covers for you. Let me tell you something. That means the day that man of God is not there. You see what makes people depend on the man of God? Carnal believers. This is my concern in the body of Christ. There are some of you who are seated. There is no passion in you. When we see, listen, when we talk about prayer, when we say everybody stand to pray, honestly, you are not even relating with the message. You don't know whether you should pray or not. You don't care. I see it in some of us. Because you don't have a revelation of what it will do in your life. Whether you pray or not, your father just calls and says, I just got a contract of 5 billion. And you are like, this doesn't make sense. Why are they punishing me in Koinonia? You pray fast, tight. Your father has even told you, fine, rest, just finish degree so that it will be that you have degree, for God's sake. And you say, I'm sure of 10 million that my father kept for me. Have you not seen the great fall into nothing? Ask Nebuchadnezzar. Many of us really do not have faith in God. We have faith in people. It's just that the people look strong and stable. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Oh Lord, I love you. Oh Lord, I walk by your grace. Now you are 30, 31, 32. No man has come to marry you. Then one unbeliever comes. And you say, even God will not stop me. Even God, where were you? Even God, you will stop me. Listen, please hold on. Just drop this thing. How many of you, you're going to lift your hands. If you believe, if you don't believe, drop your hands. How many of you are going to live by the principles of the word 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, and you will teach your children? Let me see your hands. And I'm very serious. God is watching you. God is watching you. Because the way I'm looking at some of you, you are even angry at what I'm saying. God is watching you. Please put down your hands. God bless you. How many of you have made up your mind? Some of you will make up your mind this night. But how many of you have made up your mind that whatever is not consistent with God's word, I'm out of it? Honestly. Not everybody should raise their hand, so don't tell lies. Don't tell lies. This is a place of honesty. I appreciate those of you who have not raised your hands. May God honor you. We are going to pray. This is what this meeting is for. Some of you who raise your hands and you don't mean it. You know why I'm saying this? Let me tell you, this word will be tested in your lifetime. Did you hear what I said? What did I say? This word will be tested in your lifetime. When you don't get a job after 1 year, all your shouting now becomes foolishness. You just look and say, man, forget. Who do you know in that office? Say, I don't know anybody. You say, nobody at all. But you shouted, I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold, for this and that and that. I want this to sink into our hearts. What kind of believers? I know God is helping us, and this is why I'm teaching this. There are some of us here that are still involved in malpractice. Say, Toh, if I don't do it, me, I'm not very sharp. I went to all these LEA schools. They don't even teach anything. Yeah? You went to King's College. Us, we went to school that were. So, what you are telling God is, Lord, I do not believe. This thing that says your word, in your word, that you can quicken my understanding, I don't believe it. Do you see the reason why many believers do not walk in the power and the glory of God? We really don't believe God. See, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. There are many men of God that teach people, for instance, about financial prosperity. They teach about tithing. They teach about giving. They have millions in their accounts. There are people in their church that even bicycle they don't have. They won't buy it. Yet they talk about giving. And they shout about it with confidence. Who is deceiving who? Are you listening to me? We stand and preach and we tell the members, empty your account. God will bless you. And the man who is talking in question, he has millions and probably billions in his account. Why don't you practice the word? If it is working for you, then it will work for your people. Are you listening to me? Carnal believers. The moment challenges come, what happened? They give way. This is how you know believers that are carnally minded. Oh, they thank God. Once it's time for marriage, say, by 9 months, the baby comes in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody says amen. And they dance. He said, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, that I'm marrying. Oh God, you are faithful. They don't know what they are doing. They are just enjoying the euphoria of the marriage. 3 months, your mother calls you and says, what is going on? We are not seeing anything. We are not hearing anything. And you just cook up one story. You say, we are just taking our time. After 1 year, what is happening? And you come back and you say, Lord, the people in my village are already embarrassing me. My mother is already embarrassing me. What is this? Then one woman calls you and says, Toh, in my little way to help you, it's not much, but I hope that it will help and you'll be listening. He said, there's one man who, I'm not forcing you and you'll be listening. But you already know, because the Spirit of God is in you. You already know where they are going to. Are you getting me? And you say, Toh, me, I won't go, but just do it and bring it for me. Have you not done the same thing? Praise the Lord. Somebody says, package an offering and bring the face of the man you want to marry. You now go and carry Jake's picture. Oh God. Oh God. This guy, you will sit down and be looking as if you are not seeing any. You must see me today. And then you package a seed. See, listen. Do you know, this is the reason why, do you notice that many believers like things that are diabolic? We just like it. If you pray for somebody, you say, no, but you tell him, all right, wear a black cloth, 12:15, exactly. Wake up. The person will say, I like this man of God. I like him. Jesus said, if the Son of Man comes back, will he find faith in the earth? Faith. I prayed for one woman one time. The woman said she's a prayer warrior. After I finished praying for her, like 2 or 3 minutes later, she called me. She said, man of God, have you not? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with giving people things. Are you listening to me? Scriptures or prayers or all of this? No. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that believers need to rise to a level where they can trust the word of God without any auxiliary support. There are people who believe nothing will work for them if their pastor has not laid hands or touched their file or their prayer request or whatever. While it is true, and by God's grace, the men of God will always keep praying and ministering to you. But do you not believe that God is able in your own life? Senses. You are driven by what you see. You are driven by what you see. You are driven by what you hear. I had this and that and that and that and that. And that becomes... This is what happens. Our fathers in our house, sometimes they'll just hold one imaginary prayer that they didn't discuss with anybody. You just see one man of God who just come and say, my name is Apostle, this and that. I'm here to lead your family. And he said, Dad, what is going on? It's only him that knows what is worrying him. He said, the issue, I gathered everybody to tell you about a dream I had yesterday. I saw myself dead. It was only your mother that was alive and... I don't think this is a good dream. But the day every other person in your family said they saw themselves dying, he didn't listen. He didn't care. The day he saw himself dying, that day you gather everybody. Senses. Some of you come into ABU and they just tell you there's so lecturer, this man. When you get to 300 level, just start crying. And truly when you get there, you start crying. The first day you see him, you've already failed in your mind. And then it so happens that the man looks at you. He says, that girl chewing gum in my... Stand up! He said, this, you always know those who will get F. Look at her. And that kills you. You get zero in the test, zero in assignment, zero in practical, zero in exams. Not because you are not smart. You died before you started. Senses. Hallelujah. Your roommate just tells you, look, you will see. The next day, stone just hit your leg. Hey! I've always known. Believers, I'm not laughing about this. We are going to pray. You must come to a point where you grow up. You grow up in the things of the Spirit. You grow up in the revelation of the Word. The Word, listen, the Word does two things. It says, I commend you to the Word of His grace that is able to make you wise. It will first make you, say transformation. Then gives you an inheritance, empowerment. The Word of God transforms you. It empowers you. Mike, stand up. If somebody looks at you now and says, Mike, you are going to die tomorrow. What will you do? Honestly. He said he will laugh. Why? But do you know there are some people that laughed like that and died? They laughed. The next day, exact time, they died. If you have not seen the burning bush, don't go and stand before Pharaoh. It can be dangerous. God bless you. You see that? But when the word of God builds, see, listen, this is why we teach the word of God all the time. The Bible says, if someone tells me, only when we get to heaven, I will know how many attempts have been made to kill me. I've eaten everything given to me. We have been to places. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am convinced that no man can take my life. I am convinced. This is not the issue of claiming. What is the basis of my conviction? That I'm a mature man? No. What is the basis of my conviction? That I have found out that life and death was set before me. Blessing and cursing was set before me. And he said what? Choose life. I've chosen life. I chose it. Many of you don't know what I've gone through. If you know, you will know that I'm alive. I'm alive today. Cars jam me. I've met armed robbers on the road. I was almost dying of a fungal infection. Growth. Are you listening to me? You know that crash, Dana air crash, that thing was demonic. I was going to worry. I've shared my story. We were in the air when I started sensing that this atmosphere, this thing is demonic. And we're going around Lagos. The pilot just said we're going to land soon. We're just waiting. The plane was just going around. Later, people started becoming uncomfortable with the plane. I just started praying in tongues. Then I kept quiet and I sat down quietly. I knew that this was the spirit of death. See, the devil can kill 1 million people to get one genuine man of God. Don't you think the devil values lives? He can waste a whole nation. Ask Moses, ask Jesus. 2 years and below, he killed everybody just to find Jesus. He didn't start it today. When I sensed that, scripture started welling out. This is the third dimension, the spiritual man. The spiritual man is one who has taken he has come under the authority of God's word. Your senses can no longer detect your life. The things you hear, the things you see, are you listening to me? These things have no hold on the authority of God's word again. So you see a woman with cancer being eaten up, and she's telling you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe the word of God. I see myself whole. I see myself blessed. That's faith. That's faith. You see a student with 10 carryovers looking and he's singing. And he's saying, Lord, I give you glory. If I wore a convocation, matriculation gown. I wear a convocation gown. And the person is laughing. And you don't understand. You see a man who has not started a building project. He calls his family. He said, let's rejoice. God has done it. Let's give him praise. And you're like, daddy, don't make us stupid. Spiritual men. There are very few of these men that we have in the body of Christ. There are many men of God who are not spiritual men. I'm a man of God and I can tell you, you hear preachers preaching. How do you get money? Hey, this thing in our church now, the rent is getting too bad. How do you really get money? But hear the person preach on pulpit. Oh, I know. Nothing moves me. Nothing shakes me. Wave your leg and do this. And then you laugh. The same person runs back. And they stand noting one or two or three wealthy men. And they now call them together. And they say, people, God gave a prophetic instruction. I saw the spirit of death on you. We need 1 million from you. This is somebody who told us he was persuaded that he knew the God that sent him. Brothers and sisters, time will challenge the word of God in you. At that point, you will know whether you are a spiritual man or a carnal one. The wife of Job looked at him and said, Job, curse God and die. Job, you were a rich man. You were an influential man. He said in chapter 29, in the days of my youth, when the secret of the Lord was upon my tabernacle, he said that the young men saw me and bowed their faces. The old men saw me and they stood still. I sucked butter from the rock. This was a man's life. Now he had been reduced to shambles. And he said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Spiritual people. Because the rate at which the body of Christ is going, I'm very afraid we may not stand the test of time. Satan will throw whatever arsenal. Can I tell you something? You will never enter your promised land with flour. You know when a bride and a husband are dancing, what's that thing that they put for them? That spray. Snow spray. You won't get it on the road to your destiny. Joseph was inside the prison. But he was favored of God and he already knew. Many of us do not believe God. You started believing God when your uncle said, I'm going to bless you. Your uncle said, just to announce to you that I've been transferred. I'm now in France. You say, God, what is this? God, you told me. Is God limited? Answer me. I want every one of us to be spiritual men. See, spiritual men are not just those who have anointing to touch people and fall. Many people who touch people and fall are still carnal Christians. Challenges are the true tests of whether you're a spiritual man or not. They just drove your father from work. He comes back home. 3 hours later, he's almost dying of high blood pressure. That's a carnal Christian. See, I am convinced, you may call it bragging, there is nothing in this life. And see, let me tell you, my little life, I've had things that have challenged me. But let me tell you, there is nothing that will stop me from sleeping in the night. Or get, no, no. If God is not sleeping and I'm not sleeping, who is in charge? Are you listening to me? Never for once have any of us lacked sleep because of koinonia. Say, oh God, where will we get the money now? All these chairs. Oh no, our God is faithful. If the word of God does not work, then I will stop preaching it. I would rather stop it than deceive the people of God. Are you listening to me? My father was challenged in his place of work. And I remember one time he called me. I told him, don't worry. The Lord is going to honor you. The Lord will bless you. I'm happy seeing my parents and my family members strong in the convictions of God. How dare you say God is not faithful? How old are you to test his faithfulness? Abraham tested it. And in the end of it, he knew that God was faithful. How far have you gone in life that you can sit down and put a verdict that you are 31 and there's nobody who has come to marry you does not mean God is not faithful. When you give thanks, he will show you what is wrong. In your thanksgiving, you will find a way. The Bible says, enter his gates and his court. What do you do in a law court? You present your case. The Bible says it's with praise. As you praise God, you say, Lord, I don't understand what is happening, but I'm praising you. God says, then I will make you understand so that you will come out of this once and for all. Listen, I'm teaching you spiritual things. There's no time. I hope that just give me 5-10 minutes, I'll be done. I wish I had time because I wanted to teach you about the origin of Satan and to teach you how that Satan is not what we say he is. When you know this, you will walk in victory forever. Let me surprise you. Did you know that Satan does not stay in the earth realm? Satan is not always in the earth realm. But he has put you in charge. He said, the heaven of heavens belong to God, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. He said, rule thou in the midst of your enemies. Spiritual growth. That you are transformed by the power of the word. Listen, the greatest gift I can give you, koinonia, is the gift of the revelation of God's word. Not just the word of God. He said, the revelation of Jesus, which he showed unto his servant John. The revelation. Many of you have the word, but you don't have the revelation of it. Are you listening to me? So word. It's not producing any result. The Bible says, and when he break the bread, their eyes were open. Hagar. The Bible says, Hagar, when she was banished by Abraham's wife, Sarah, because she was laughing and they were scorning at Isaac, she was banished with Ishmael, her son. And the Bible says she was in the desert. And her water had finished and she was about to die. Did you know that there was a well in that desert, but she could not see it? The Bible says, and God quickened her eyes. The angel of the Lord quickened her eyes. He said, call unto me and I will answer. I will show you great and mighty things which thou hast not. So open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of thy law. If the Lord opens your eyes, you will be in command. No devil of darkness, no power in existence can stand you if you have the revelation of the word of God. Believe me. I am convinced that nobody can take my life. I am absolutely convinced. I am convinced that I will have my destiny the way the word of God says it. Satan notwithstanding. As a matter of fact, I need him to be a witness that Jesus reigns. Spiritual people, how many of you are governed by the word of God? Your conversation is consistent with the word at all times. At all times. People look at you and say, ah, we are suffering, no, things are bad, it's over for us. And you say, it's not over. For my Bible says, the word of God must always be your reference. Faith in the word of God. Faith in the word of God. Faith in the truth of God's word. Every time you say, this is my conviction, you tell us the basis. The Bible says, I shall not die, but live to declare. So as long as I'm declaring the word of God, no man born of a woman. The Bible tells me that I will meditate upon the word of God day and night. And he said, by doing so, I will observe all that is written therein. I will make my ways prosperous and I will have good success. I found out from God's word that my success is my responsibility in partnership with the Holy Spirit. And I refuse to be irresponsible. Are you following me now? This is the basis of your confidence. So the Bible says, holding forth the shield of faith, wherein you will be able to quench all the fiery darts. Satan shoots it at you. Everybody is dying at 30. You raise the shield of faith that comes through the word, activated, the spirit of faith, activated by speaking. The Bible says that they died in the wilderness because of unbelief. But I'm a believer. The word of God is in me. I have a heritage of long life. Hallelujah. Koinonia is blessed. It's of the Lord. People will keep coming and they'll keep getting blessed. Why? The Bible says, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw. That means the secret is to let Christ be lifted up at every time. The day I stop exalting myself, what happened? You will bring the people by yourself. There will never be any financial stress upon us in ministry. Why? Because we are not prospering alone. We are teaching you the secret and you are also prospering. A prosperous congregation will produce a prosperous church. Period. If a man of God is rich and his church is broke, they will strangle him. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. I refuse sickness in my life. I refuse. I'm a believer. My eyes, the word of God has become my eyes, my new sense of sight. The Bible says he said the eye is the light of the body. So when the word of God becomes your new eyes, you begin to see reality only from the lens of God's word. I don't see failure in my life. I'm telling you, I don't see failure in my life. God has given me confidence. I have so much confidence in myself. He said, cast not away your confidence. It has a great recompense of reward. My Bible tells me that 1,000 shall fall by my side and 10,000 by my right side. None shall harm me. Only with my eyes will I watch and see the reward of the wicked. I believe this truth. Nothing will change my mind. I'm convinced about it. The Bible tells me it shall come to pass if I shall diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord to do and observe all that he has commanded me. He said he will set me upon high and all these blessings will come upon me and overtake me. I believe it. I am convinced. Hallelujah. Sister, if I ask you, why are you sure you are going, how are you sure you are going to get married? What will you say? Because I'm fine and one guy has told me he likes me. If that is your basis, you will receive a rude shock. Because I've seen really pretty ladies. But you tell me I'm a spiritual man. And Isaiah 34 tells me, he says, seek out of the book and read. None of this shall fail. None shall want her mate. This is the basis of my conviction. Are you listening to me? Gentlemen, please give me Psalms 128 media. I know I'm going to be a happy father. I'm going to have happy children. The economy of nations notwithstanding. Hallelujah. You must believe. I'm teaching you to be governed. Say, I'm governed by the word of God. All right, listen. Let's read. Guys, this is a scripture for you. Listen, if you catch this scripture, that devil that is breaking families, that devil that is shattering families, that a father and children, that thing will be far from your life. It's not by talk, it's by the reality of God's word. Guys, follow me. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Verse 2. He said, for thou shalt what? Eat the labor of your hand. He said, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be what? Verse 3. So it means you will marry. He said, whose wife? Come on, brothers. All these heart attack people give themselves is carnality. Brothers, am I ministering to you? He said, thy wife shall be as a what? Fruitful vine. No barrenness in your life. So says the word of God. Every factor notwithstanding. He said, ah, but we are 15 years, no child. You just hold on to the word of God. He said, thy children. That means you can have many. It is your discussion with your wife that should end it, not medical predicaments. I wish I planned to have plenty of children. I would have proven a point, but I plan to have three. After three, I've contributed my quota to the planet. If I'm lonely, I'll buy a puppy. Hallelujah. He said, thy children, like olive plants. That means your children will not be stubborn. You won't go and catch one child somewhere. Police will catch him and say, come, is this your child? You say, yes. He said, they'll be round about your table. Decorum. Control. This is the word of God. Behold. Guys, all of you say it. 1, 2, 3. Thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. How many of us fear the Lord here? This is your destiny. This is your marital destiny. What do? You take this word. I believe it. I take it. I receive it. This is true. This is true. I don't expect to be an irresponsible father. This is not the issue of job. This is an issue of the word. Nobody's job can bring you into financial prosperity. Let me tell you early enough. It's going to be your operation of kingdom principles. Hallelujah. Ladies, let me show you the scripture I just said. And then we'll pray. We'll take a series on relationship. We've not taken a marriage, the home generally. We've not taken it for a while. Turn with me to Isaiah 34 quickly. I just want to show you. Isaiah 34, 16. All the ladies, stand up. You're going to read it. Stand up. You are a lady here. Let me not see any man standing up. Are you ready to read? 1, 2, read. None of these shall fail. He said what? None shall want her mate. Is that in the Bible? Is that in the Bible? So, that somebody is saying that you must go and parade yourself around some army officers so that the man will see you, or police officer. They say they are doing POP in Kaduna. They say, let's go for our destiny. The Bible says, none shall want her mate. He said, for the mouth of the Lord. So it's a command. A command has been given in the earth that every woman that wants to marry, see, but it will only happen to you to the degree to which you believe. I'm a believer. I'm a spiritual man governed by the word of God. He said, and his spirit had gathered them. Sit down. God bless you. Say after me, I live by the word. Shout it. I live by the word. I refuse to die young. This is not because I'm afraid of death. I have more serious business to do. I don't think death. See, when I'm traveling for a journey, I don't pray about it. I don't do this fearful prayer. If I didn't pray about it in my secret place, I don't pray to eat food. And food has never stopped entering my throat. Fear is responsible for many things that we do as believers. If the devil drives my car, he will drive me safely. I assure you. Except this earth is not of the Lord. Boldness, audacity. This is what it means to be a spiritual man. You can look at your destiny and you can say, I'm coming. ABU notwithstanding. The joblessness in Nigeria notwithstanding.
Look at many people running helter-skelter. I refuse. I rather come and stay with God's word. People are running to all kinds of things. I hear that there's something going on in Nasarawa State now. There's a particular tribe that what are they doing? They are calling the people in charge of that tribe to come and register something, that they are reviving their idols. They say this government thing is not working. Many families are running. Let's go. That means they've always wanted it. But my Bible tells me the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. See, if it is for death, I would have died since. But the mercy of God, the hand of God, the word of God, I am convinced. Can you dare say that about your life? Guys, say it. I will never have to think over my child's school fees. Even if the school fees is 1 million naira per term, God is faithful. So you tithe, you pray, you love God, you obey the principles of God. No rat race with my wife. I slap you, you slap me back. There is peace in your home. You say, is it possible in this Nigeria? That's what we're talking about now. That's what we're talking about now. I'm well favored. Everywhere I go, I'm favored. I'm telling you, even those who don't love me, there is an anointing of the Spirit. It will compel them to bless me. I'm favored. I'm favored. The Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies. His enemies. Do you believe this? The Bible says Daniel was 10 times better. I refuse to be dull. You will tell yourself, I refuse that report the lecturer said. I refuse it. I'm a spiritual man. I refuse to bribe. I refuse to cheat. Sister, you will speak. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. No man will come and toy around with my life. Nobody will try to take my weaknesses or my limitations and take advantage of it. I'm not preparing myself for one irresponsible man. You have to advise yourself. Are you listening to me? Behave as if you are just one cheap lady. Any guy that comes, you are just running. Let's try and see. Gain stability in the spirit. Hey, let's try. If it doesn't work, if I leave him now, where will I get another one? How did that one come? We are going to pray. Say, I'm a spiritual man. The Holy Spirit helps us. We'll take the part two of this series another time. I really need to teach on some things. Very important. Listen, every time you agree with God, things start happening in the realm of the spirit. Are you listening to me? There are angels that are released. There are angels. I believe this for my life. I will never be a failure in life. Never. This is not just it has become my reality. I won't think otherwise. See, when you stand in agreement with God, it's like a force. It will squeeze everything in time to come to the obedience of Christ. There is no power in existence, not known to man, that can stand against the word of God when it is understood, rightly applied in the name of the Lord Jesus. Did you hear what I said? When it is what? Understood and correctly applied. You are bigger than what people say, Yahweh. 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 You are bigger than what people say, Yahweh. Listen. We are going to rise up and pray just for 5 minutes. And you are going to declare that I come out of carnality into true spirituality. Listen, there are some of you here who are not filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of praying in tongues. We talk about praying in tongues and you join people to doubt and criticize what you don't understand. Part of the traits of a spiritual man is that you are humble to learn new things. Are you listening to me? Every time Pastor Jakes announces You just sit down, you are watching people. One trait of a spiritual man, again, right, is that you are obedient unto death. Obedience unto death. Many of us are not obedient unto death. If it will take 30 years for God's prosperity word to come alive, I will keep tithing. I will keep giving. I will keep praying. Obedience. Many of us are not obedient. You know the word, you can talk it, you can do Bible study, but to obey. Because let me tell you something. If many of us were truly obedient to the word, we will stop making the bad decisions we are making every day. I believe in the word. It governs my life. Rise up on your feet. Spiritual growth. I come to a point where the word of God governs my life. We are going to pray two prayer points. Number one, we are going to say, Lord, I'm tired of unbelief in my life. Whatever is making me not to believe you or take your word seriously and as final in my life, I declare that let it be taken away from my life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lord, I wrestle unbelief violently from my life. I'm tired of doubting your word. When I hear your word, I find myself wrestling. Is it true? Can God really do what he says he will do? I'm a believer. I'm a spiritual man. I'm a believer. I grow up in the spirit. Make sure you are praying. Unbelief. The word of God takes you out of my life. I believe in the word of God. God is not a man that he should lie. God cannot lie. He's not the son of man. Even if the word of God does not produce result, I still believe it. Kata prata kata rakata prekete kelebosha bam proto sokata. Make sure you are praying. It will make you mighty in the things of God. Don't take this lightly. Hallelujah. 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 If you have your Bible, you are going to hold it as you pray. You are going to say, Lord, your word governs every area of my life. Every, listen. Some of you really need to pray, because the word of God is not governing certain areas. You are not walking in consistency with God's word. It may be in the area of character, your words. You speak as if you are not born again. You behave as if you are not born again. You know the things that are wrong, and there is grace for you not to do them, but you keep doing them. We are going to pray. You will hold this word and say, your word have I hidden in my heart, oh God. I receive grace. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by my feelings. I value the integrity of God's word above and beyond any report. I believe the report of the Lord for my health, for my prosperity, for my family, for my life. Lift your voice and pray. Hallelujah. The last prayer point, the Bible says, speaking about Abraham in Romans 4, he said, and be not weak in faith. Weak in faith. Weak in faith. considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb, nor himself, even though he was 100 years old. He counted him faithful. Can I tell you something? You are going to pray and say, Lord, I receive grace. I won't be weak in faith again. I won't be strong today and act like a believer, and then tomorrow I'm falling like a leaf. Lift your voice. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. I'm strong. My convictions about God are solid. My convictions about His word, solid. No bending, no wavering. Shata kata balanaba, rakata paka sata balanabosh. I refuse to doubt God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now in 1 minute, every one of us is going to confess what you have found in scripture. The Bible says, Luke 4 from verse 16, he said it was given to him and he found the place where it was written concerning him. Have you found where it has been written concerning you? I found it for myself. You are going to speak now concerning your finance, concerning your health, concerning your destiny. Are you ready to speak? Are you ready to speak? Lift your voice and begin to speak. I'm blessed in the name of Jesus. Don't keep quiet. Shatakata baladaba. I'm blessed. The word of God tells me that I'm the head and not beneath. My path is as a shining light. It shines brighter outside. Make sure you are praying. Brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. The favor of God compasses me as a shield in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I choose life. Life. I refuse death. I have no covenant with death. I'm healthy and strong. No inhabitant of Zion shall say I am sick. I enjoy the health of God. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in my mortal body, that same spirit will quicken me. Pray. No headaches in the name of Jesus. No malaria, no typhoid, no pains, no aches in the name of Jesus. Even if you are sick, declare it by the power of the Holy Ghost. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. I am protected. I am covered in the name of Jesus. I'm well favored. Hallelujah. Koinonia is blessed from one level of the anointing, one level of grace, one level of power. The abiding presence of God is with us. We are a separate people. We are a distinguished people. I step into honor. It's my year of supernatural exploits. Exploits in every ramification. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm not alone. God is walking with me, confirming my words with signs following. I'm well favored. I'm well favored. I'm well positioned to meet my destiny helpers. I'm well positioned. The word of God is working for me. I have spiritual understanding. I'm above demons, above principalities. In the name of Jesus, I have authority. No devil can stop me from manifesting. My destiny is great. My destiny is colorful. I'm fruitful on every side. Fruitful on every side. Blessed in my going out. Blessed in my coming in. Blessed in my going out. Blessed in my coming in. Blessed in my going out. Blessed in my going in. The works of my hands are blessed.
Everything I lay my hands to do, I prosper. The Bible says, and whatsoever ye doeth, prospers. I have an unction from the Holy One. I have understanding. I'm not weak. I'm not beggarly. I am great. I have a great destiny. In the name of Jesus, I am prosperous. I am blessed. The hand of God is upon my life. I am distinguished. I am favored on all sides. Hallelujah. Listen, you cannot talk like this and have your life remain at that level. No matter what happens, be consistent. Say, I'll be consistent. Every time, listen, a spiritual man responds. Every time you see something that is of God, glory to God. Thank God the word of God has produced result. Lord, I give you honor. I give you praise. To you be all the praise. That's a spiritual man. The moment things go wrong, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to let this move my spirit. The word of God says this and that. I believe the word of God. Don't say I'm ashamed that those who are there. Are you joking? Then you are not a spiritual man. Paul said, but I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded. Are you persuaded? I am convinced beyond a shadow of doubt. Hallelujah. I live by the word. The word of God is final authority. Stop talking like a foolish person. Talk like a spiritual man. Don't find yourself speaking those garbages. Throw them out of your dictionary. Don't speak words of failure. Don't speak words of deceit. Tell yourself, I am strong. Yes, that's what the Bible says. Tell yourself, I am rich. I am blessed. I'm favored. I'm anointed. You are not just confessing, you are creating it. You are creating it. Through faith, we understand that the world was created, framed. If you don't stand in God's word, you will create nonsense. Stop speaking words of deceit and defeat and failure and weakness. You are not the weak, you are strong. This is not motivation. You are not just speaking into the air. You are creating. Even if you have to cry, cry confessing the word of God. Hallelujah. You are not born again here. The first thing you are going to do is to create a glorious destiny. Please listen to me, everyone. You need to make it right with the Lord Jesus inside and outside. Or you've made a decision for Jesus once, but you found yourself derailing. There is love for you tonight, and we're welcoming you home. Wherever you are hearing the voice of the Lord. The Spirit of God is ministering to you. The Bible says, and in the day you hear His voice, you will, do not harden your heart as in the provocation in the wilderness. So right now I'm inviting you. Come and join our sister here. Appreciate them as they come, inside and outside. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Thank you, sister. I see you coming. I salute you. Come. 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 Don't remain. There are people inside and outside. The Lord is calling you to be born again and to make it right. We'll give you a few seconds. We're out of time. Don't stay back. This is the beginning of a great journey. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Look at me. You are making the greatest decision in your life. Are you listening to me? Lift your hands up, two of you, and you pray this prayer seriously. Seriously, you are not reciting a poem. This is very prophetic. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I confess that I'm a sinner, unable to help myself, but I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your precious blood. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I'm a child of God. Holy Spirit, come and live in me. Make me your own. I denounce sin and Satan. From today, I have a colorful destiny. In the name of Jesus.
thank you so much for making this bold decision. I want you to follow the ushers. They will have your details and will follow you up. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, you've been invited. You are worshiping with us for the first time. This is your first time of worshiping with us in Koinonia. We believe the Lord brought you here. We salute you. Thank you for coming. Please leave your seat and run out quickly. We want to bless and speak a word of prophecy. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Koinonia, I appreciate them. Whatever you are grateful for multiplies in your life. If we thank God for these people, the Lord will keep bringing more and more people, inside and outside, no matter how far you are. Find your way to the front. We want to pray for you. The Lord brought you by His power. He brought you to bless you. He brought you to change you. Thank you very much for coming. We salute you and we appreciate you. Thank you so, so much. Hallelujah. Thank you so, so much. This is Koinonia, a meeting put together by Eternity Network International. Thank you, sirs. Thank you, ma'ams, for coming. I know that the Lord brought you to change you, to transform your life. We assure you that you will never be the same again. You will go back with a fresh hunger for spiritual things, a fresh hunger for God. The things that used to interest you will no longer interest you. You will have a new passion, and you begin to see the word of God produce results in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want to bless you and pray for you. Saints of God, stretch your hands towards them and prophesy. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Whatever challenge you came here with, we declare that you walk free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke everything that is not of God. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that from today you will experience breakthrough. You will experience intimacy, a love and a passion for God. I break you free from anything that keeps you in Satan's camp in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much for coming. We love you. We celebrate you. We really, really cherish you. Thank you so much.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-508935 or 080-34-003936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International or follow us on Twitter www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.